Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Yeah, we eat all year long, but our dining habits do change a lot during the different seasons, especially because of what nature allows us to do at different times of the year. That has inspired Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days, to develop a summer food and drink bucket list. And she's here now to share it with us. Melissa, it's great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Always fun to come and chat, Rick.
Start us off with a breakfast bucket list item.
Okay, so I'm sure most listeners are familiar with Shelburne Farms in Shelburne, originally 19th century country home of, you know, the rich and wealthy, but turned into a nonprofit education organization and National Historic Landmark. So it's open in the summer. And the inn, which is the original summer home, is also open. Breakfast is an awesome thing to do there. It's a little less expensive than dinner, and it's a beautiful way to get to see the inn. They have just a really interesting creative menu, all things that are grown there, as well as sourced from local farms. I was just there a couple weeks ago with a good friend. She had steel-cut oat risotto. It was delicious, made with, of course, Shelburne Farms cheddar. So that is my great idea of the way to get out there, get to the inn. You can walk down by the lake and have a beautiful breakfast in their gorgeous dining room.
Where are we going and what are we doing next?
Well, of course, we have to work up an appetite for the next meal. This is always my problem when I'm traveling. So a couple places that I love to go to eat, which also have awesome outdoor activity opportunities right nearby. I'm really fond of the Mad River Valley, and there I am particularly fond of Canteen Creamy, which has the best fried chicken, which comes with this delicious cornbread pudding, sort of pudding meets cornbread. And they have, as folks may know, the most amazingly creative, creamy sundaes, like the Bad Larry, which is maple creamy with maple crystals, maple drizzle, maple cookie, maple candy floss, cotton candy, you know. So near there, there are lots of great hikes. The Sunset Ledge hike is one that I particularly love. And in the article that we'll link to, themadrivervalley.com actually has good links to local hikes. Another place that has proximity to great hiking and great food is Elmore State Park, where I love the Fire Tower Trail. You climb in and up, and amazing view of the lake. And then on the lake is Fire Tower Pizza, which is a great sort of joint venture between Chef Jimmy Kalp and the folks at Elmore Mountain Bread. And it's hosted at the Elmore store. They have amazing naturally leavened dough that they make the pizzas out of, local ingredients. You can sit on the back deck and eat like a delicious pizza with maybe fresh garlic, spinach, cherry tomatoes, local mozzarella, and look at the lake. And it's awesome.
How about farmers markets?
Well, farmers markets, obviously nowadays they go through the whole year, but there's something about summer markets that's just special. And of course, there are the big ones, Burlington, Brattleboro, Montpelier. They are all awesome. But I kind of like the ones that are a little bit off the beaten path for those of us who might live nearer the big ones. In Burlington, I actually have a very soft spot in my heart for the little market in the Old North End. It's Tuesday afternoons, starts in early June, and it's right across from the Integrated Arts Academy at H.O. Wheeler School. And it's, you know, usually 6 to 10 vendors. Like if I forgot to get something at the big weekend market, I can always get it there. And it just has a much more intimate feeling. I also love the Richmond Market. That's a very vibrant, very well-established market on Friday afternoons on Volunteer Green, lots of vendors and music. And then another one in a different part of the state, the Townsend Farmers Market in West Townsend. At the country store there, they actually have a pizza oven on site, and community members make pizza and sell it, and it's also got a great variety.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is food writer Melissa Passanen, and we're talking about summer food and drink adventures. Melissa, anywhere are you going to bike to this summer?
Well, I hope to bike to lots of places, but very particularly, and this actually has been on my bucket list, I haven't done it yet, I want to bike on the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail. And it's conveniently will take me to Lost Nation Brewing, which is an awesome spot. I have been there. I have an outside covered patio, really great beers. My favorite is a great summertime beer there, Gosa, which is a little different. Some people don't love that, but very crisp, refreshing with flavor of coriander, a little salt, kind of lowish on the alcohol scale, so good to bike and drink that. And they have great kind of pub food. Smoked shrimp cocktail is one of my favorites. They also have smoked chicken. Really am excited to do that this
summer. And that's in Morrisville, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yep, exactly.
How about a food truck you want to check out?
There are so many food trucks. There are like more every single day, I feel like. But one that I am a big fan of will take me down to Brattleboro road trip. So Dosa Kitchen, and in the summer they are parked in front of the Retreat Farm, which is a really fun destination too. So Dosas, as I think listeners may know, are South Indian, kind of a crepe. They are happen to be gluten-free, made with fermented ground lentils and rice. Delicious. And they do some really fun things with their truck. Like they have something called the Dosa Dog, where they wrap a hot dog in a dosa and put homemade mustard, sauerkraut, Grafton cheddar. So you can eat that, and then you can go on the trails at the Retreat Farm. They also have a barn with animals that kids can visit and some farm education workshops.
And any other farm destinations on your list?
Well, there's one, again, this has been on my bucket list for years, and I am going to get there this year. I say that publicly so that I will do it. I have been to Owl's Head Berry Farm in Huntington, but I have not been on one of their music nights. So starting their season mid-July and through August, they have music both Tuesday and then in August, I think also Thursday evenings. We'll link to their website so people can get an update. And so it's the greatest combination of things. You're picking blueberries, you have music, you can bring a picnic. They also have a couple of food trucks there this year. And basically, you just say that you'll pick a 2-quart minimum. That's kind of the payment for the music. And I'm so excited to actually make myself finally do that this year. What about you? Do you have anything on your summer food and drink bucket list?
Well, I'm in Chittenden County, so I love to head south and stop off in Hubbardton. There's a new state park. It's only been there a few years, called Taconic Mountains Ramble, which is just beautiful. On my way to Honey Pie in Rawsonville, they have burgers, the homemade sausages, and milkshakes. And then on to Old Bennington. And that walk from the Old First Church right up to the Bennington Battle Monument is just one of the most gorgeous places in Vermont. So that's where I'm headed.
With honey pie to fuel both of those excursions.
Yes, indeed.
Sounds
good. Oh, and I'm sure I'll stop somewhere else.
Sounds good to me. Here's to summer.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist. I want to thank you for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Always great to be here, Rick.